You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
For another corridor, we have Tessa De Leon on to talk about their new record, Tessa's album. Good morning, Tessa. How are you doing?
Good morning. That was beautiful pronunciation.
Oh, De Leon. Yeah. I did French until year 11. Can you tell?
It shows.
Oh, stop it. Do you have any French heritage?
Well, I guess so, because apparently that name is what my last name comes from.
Oh, yeah, Dylan.
Dylan. Dylan is like the Irish butchering of De Leon.
Yeah.
But I don't have very close French heritage. No, I also did French in high school up until year 12, so I like the sound of it.
The motherland is calling.
I can't speak it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the motherland is calling very distantly.
Yeah, very right. Tessa De Leon and then Tessa Dolan. That's New Zealand.
Tessa Dolan. I needed a nicer sounding alter ego.
No, it's awesome. I think it's awesome. Oh my goodness, what was I going to say? Carpi on the new album. I listened to a great deal of it yesterday. Unfortunately, I didn't listen to the whole thing, as I had like a mad day yesterday. I had two shifts and so on and so forth.
Oh my god, me too. But, I understand.
Yeah, thank you for understanding. But from what I did hear, it was fantastic. I can't take my ears off of Theme Song, mate.
Oh,
really,
thanks.
Really beautiful. Really, really beautiful stuff there. Before we get into talking about the album, though, I want to just quickly circle back to I guess Mystery Waitress, because that's your other band. And y'all released your record Bright Black Night earlier in August. We actually had a corridor about that on the program in August, I believe. Were you writing both tracks for Mystery Waitress and this new record, Tessa's album, simultaneously?
Yeah, actually, I was. Both have songs on them that have, like, were written years ago. I've gone through phases throughout those years of being way more into playing piano and writing music on the piano, and then I go through a phase of being more interested in writing on the guitar, because I feel like I write quite differently on both. Mm-hmm. Tessa's album and Tessa De Leon in general are more piano, well, it's all piano-based music. So I was writing the songs at the same time, some of them, but at different kind of in patches of my life.
And you were able to prevent any kind of bleed over between the two projects coming in? Or if that happened, did you embrace
quite
that?
Easily.
Oh, nice.
I feel like they... Yeah, different parts of me, which is why I created the new alias Tessa De Leon, is because I felt like they were so different I couldn't release this music under Mystery Waitress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I want to touch on the song I talked about before, Theme Song. In the video, you're holding a sword that resembles Aragorn's sword from Lord of the Rings. Is it a replica or is it just a sword that looks kind of like the Aragorn's sword?
I don't know. I actually really need to give that sword back to a friend of mine. I've had it for ages. It's a sword that a friend of mine, who's a musician in Wellington, Scott, I was asking around on Facebook, does anyone have a sword that I can borrow? And he offered this up, and he said his son was walking home one day and just found the sword on the street. And they just took it home and kept it. And it's, like, not a real sword. You know, you really couldn't use it for any...
Oh,
violence.
Do you mean that it's got like a blunt? The edge is pretty blunt.
The edges are blunt.
But it's heavy.
But it looks good. It looks good. Like it shone really beautifully in the sun.
It does.
When we were taking those photos and little bits of the video as well. So that's not my sword. I need to give that back. I don't know if it's based on. I don't know about Aragorn, really.
Did it have quite a lot of weight to it? Or was it just a real sword that was blunted, or was it just a.
I think it's not real.
Oh, that looks so cool.
I'm sorry to break the illusion.
No. That's chill. No, that's cool.
You can
cool.
pretend.
When you kind of lift it up and look like into the sun and have the light glaring off it, it reminds me of the video game Shadow of the Colossus. I don't know if you've...
Oh, cool. No, I don't know it. I love video games, but I don't know that one.
Oh, it's you're this little guy who's got to kill a bunch of big monsters to bring your wife back from the dead. And the way you're in this huge, vast, like barren landscape, and the way to find the monsters is by shining, holding up your sword, and then a light emits and it points you in the direction of your next monster.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, maybe that's what this can represent as well, I guess, is the lights pointing you in your direction that you need to go.
Yeah.
Your wife?
I reckon. Save your wife. The place where you filmed the video for the track seems like a real duck hot spot. What do you think they like about that area?
Well, it's actually many areas, that video. I do love ducks, and so I tend to just take a lot of videos of them wherever I go. So a few of those places, one of them was the Botanic Gardens in Wellington. Mm-hmm. One was this gorgeous kind of reservoir down near my parents' house in central Otago, the really green water. The opening shot of the video is that.
Oh, wow.
And that was a real duck hot spot. But yeah, it's in heaps of different places.
Very cool. It is, actually, I should have guessed that because, I mean, there's totally different biomes going on. The very end is like you're kind of on like a big rocky cliff almost.
Yeah, well, that one's not a duck hotspot. That was Red Rocks in Wellington.
Oh, Red Rocks.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
I think I've been to Red Rocks. It's a cool. Yeah, it's kind of like a Badlands kind of environment, right?
It is a Badlands. It feels very like deserted and post-apocalyptic almost.
Yeah.
It's like nothing growing. Well, there is, but it's kind of sad looking.
It's all just lichen.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But that's a real hot spot for people making music videos and taking and doing photo shoots, I reckon.
Mm.
So many people just get drawn there because it's such a nice sort of blank landscape to do things in.
Yeah.
Blank but beautiful and big and
jagged. Yeah, it's real cool. I wonder, did you see the YouTube comment from a certain Jojo Woodham 3771 that the best duck is at 108?
Yeah, I did.
The duck that jumped into the
actually
stream.
One of my closest friends. And, yeah, I was very proud of that little moment, actually, because, if you haven't seen it, I'm in the song, I'm going, woo, and just as I make that noise, the duck splishes into the water. And
kind of awkwardly, but proudly.
Yeah, a little bit awkwardly, but I felt a bit awkward doing the woo as well. So kind of
it plays off very well. Is this the same Jojo who shows up in the lyrics on Olivia's Boots?
That is. Oh, good spotting. Yeah. I do talk about friends and family a bit on this album.
Mm.
Even if I don't reference their names so directly as that. But Olivia's Boots is named after Olivia, who is the drummer in Mystery Waitress. And some beautiful boots that she painted.
Oh.
And I guess that inspired me enough to go home and write a song around that idea after I saw them. So,
mm-hmm. So
yeah, lots. Mentions of friends in there.
There's definitely some mentions of friends and photo. There's also mentions of apples and cream. They show up on the theme song, and it's also the title track of the first track.
Yeah.
I want to know what's the symbolism there behind apples and cream.
That
is a fun thing to say.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to say. I guess I sort of just ran with that idea. There's quite a few themes running through this album that don't necessarily have a huge amount of meaning behind them, other than I love those things, and they feel like the visuals that I get thinking about those things, like the apples and cream, that was the flavor of crepe that I had that I was eating when I like was writing the song, or just before I wrote the song, cream and apple. I just realized, like, I don't know, I like apple flavored things quite a lot. I love the idea of creating a kind of world with recurring themes and mentions of things to sort of just build up a feeling and a world and associations with those things.
Mm. I definitely get, you know, imagery of, yeah, like kind of a cottage, very sleepy little cottage. And, you know, there is also some sadness at the cottage as well, because, you know, you use art as a form of therapy to deal with a variety of personal issues. For instance, there's some you kind of working through a relationship, which friendship, which took years to kind of get through. When you make a song like that that involves a third party, do you ever wonder what the reaction to the song might be?
Yeah, I worry about that a lot. And in all my songwriting, I'm always quite scared that it's a really scary thing, because I want to get things off of my chest and turn it into a art form. Yeah, as you said, as a sort of therapy to myself.
Mm.
I wish that the people involved never really got to hear those. Well, in some cases, I'm happy they get to hear it. But in the song that you're talking about, it was a friendship that I had, like, in my teenage years that was quite,
tumultuous, yeah.
Yeah, and did take me ages to sort of process and get through the other side of, feel like I was free of that. I'm not sure if that person will hear this music, but it's definitely not meant in a... I'm not out here trying to write hate songs or, you know, distress.
It's not a Kendrick slash Drake type beef.
Yeah, I'm just trying to process
more,
stuff.
More contemplative, more introspective, I think, yeah. We can definitely
see that.
So
I'd hope that it wasn't taken in a, you know, a hateful way, more like a... It's a different way of dealing with something, and I hope that people understand that.
Is the track that you're in reference to, is that's not Offend You, is it?
No, that this one that I'm talking about is Cutting Open.
Right, because on Offend You, I really appreciate the kind of, just texturally speaking, I really appreciate the buzzy, kind of almost stinging synth or key that kind of undergirds the whole track. And it really stuck out to me for its kind of vibes that maybe lamenting the 21st century and there's beautiful imagery being inspired by tragedy and more. What I really want to know is, who are you not trying to offend on the track?
I think it started off my mum. So one of the first kind of lines is about drop me off at the back entrance of my high school, and that feeling of like when you're a teenager or a kid and you start being really embarrassed about your parents and you're like,
oh mate, yeah.
Like, don't show your face here. Yeah. That little line is about that anyway, so I guess specifically that part is about my mum, and then like a lot of other, the rest of the song is in general like the fear of offending people and that stopping you from being who you want to be and doing what you want to do, mm-hmm. and trying to move on from that and not worrying about offending people as much and kind of just doing things that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I feel people are a bit more self-effacing, so it's, you know, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Goodbye. I really want to thank you for your time here this morning, Tessa. I do want to know, do you have any shows or tours that you might want to plug? And will you be popping down to Otipoti for a visit?
We will be. I will be coming down with Mystery Waitress at the end of the month.
Awesome. At the end of the month. Mean. Yep. Are you going to come to yours or Maggie's or Pearl Diver?
We're going to be at the Crown.
Crown, nice.
For Office Dog.
Cool.
We're so excited.
Cool.
And in the general region, we will also be in Lyttelton opening for Galaxy 500, who are an awesome band from the States. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the Mystery Waitress tour. We're also playing Others Way and up in Auckland, and that'll be great. Tessa De Leon shows, though, I've got a couple coming up, but none down your way, I'm afraid. They're both in Wellington.
Fair enough. I'd love to see a Tessa De Leon show down here at some point, but
I'll have to head down then.
You will, you will. There's some seriously good venues that would suit your music very well.
Cool, I'll consider that.
Yeah, we'll consider that, yes. Well, I really want to thank you for your time and coming on here on this very cold and rainy Wellington day.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you.
Lovely, yeah, likewise. That was Tessa De Leon coming on to talk about their new album, Tessa's album. We're going to play a track from that. We're going to play Offend You by Tessa De Leon. Stay tuned. We have another Corridor coming up very shortly. We have Grace Verwege on coming on to talk about the Outlier Festival 2024 up in Tamaki Makaurau. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.